only.
The odd shower this afternoon, but they will clear by the time Garth Brooks takes to the Croke Park stage around about 7:30 tonight. Highs of 18 to 22 degrees, so maybe no need for the flannel. Today FM News, more at 3.
Flannel, JP's wearing flannel actually.
I am, flannel and a t-shirt under the flannel, I'll be sweating.
Yeah, you will.
This is the problem. I've got my denim shirt, my blue denim shirt that I was going to wear, that I was wearing up until 30 seconds ago. And a t-shirt underneath it, and I'm sweating bullets. Also, it's slightly is an under exaggeration.
It's form fitting.
it's really small on me. The shirt.
This sewed onto you.
It's very tight. There are buttons straining to maintain composure. And a t-shirt underneath. So I just got changed into my spare radio costume.
Are you going to change back into the denim for Garth?
I might, but it's very warm.
You just wear it without the buttons?
Wear a button open?
Yeah, with the t-shirt underneath.
The physical integrity of the shirt has been compromised. We cannot trust in the shirt.
The thing is, I've got a bit of an objection to that fashion rule. When you reach my size, that's fine when you're a slim man. You can wear like a t-shirt and a shirt over it with the shirt open. But you can't when you're a big guy like me, because it looks like you can't close the buttons on your shirt. And while that may be true, you don't want to be overt about it.
I think you look great, Ray.
Thanks, man. You're very kind. When are you going tomorrow, is it?
Oh, yeah.
What block are you in?
I am in midsection Cusack, I think.
Right.
It doesn't matter. I don't care
where
I am.
As long as you see him, yeah.
Exactly. Spitting me, Garth. That's what I'll be shouting.
I've still got 2 tickets, by the way, for sale. Do you know anyone who might want to buy 2 for tonight? Or am I going to end up giving them away in a radio?
Keep them as souvenirs, Ray.
Didn't Dempsey give away tickets?
Did he?
I think he did, yeah.
I don't think he bought them, though.
No, these are my own, from my own pocket that I paid for these. Yeah, I've still got 2. Block 333, Hogan Stand Lower. I still have 2 of them left. So unless someone's willing to give me...
I would love to go tonight, but I'm not allowed.
Why not? I'll give you these 2 tickets if you want.
Because it's my girlfriend's birthday tomorrow and I'm already going to Garth Brooks, so I can't.
Okay, fair enough. No, look, I understand. Yeah. Anyone else wants tickets, stay on this show. We might give them out later on. Yeah. Hey Ireland, happy Garth Day. This is going to be me tonight. Sparise. Sing it, kid.
In low places.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
Hey, Mr. DJ Boy. Rihanna, Ponder Replay. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Hey, how you doing? Here comes the weekend. Ray Fawley's my name. In and on. Time for some radio. Radio. Ray Fawley, actually. Did you like that?
I loved it.
You loved that?
I did.
That's radio for you. The gang's all here.
Hey. Oh.
Good afternoon. Ireland, how are we? We on good form? We in good shape? So the Queen died.
Yeah.
We knew that was going to happen because the mood music from Buckingham Palace and the various palaces up and down. Where was she in the end? It was up in...
Balmoral
up in Scotland. So they were saying that... Well, basically every half hour, all of the rolling news channels were giving a different version of, yeah, she's about to die, or they're about to announce that she has died. Because different versions, like, oh, all of the family have arrived. Okay, this isn't... All of the BBC has already initiated its whatever protocol policy. Okay, all right. Harry and Meghan are on the way over. Oh, okay. All right, yeah, okay, yeah, I see. Enough, fair enough. So by the time they actually made the announcement, it was about half six last night. Yeah. It was like when you watch a movie and all of the plot was in the trailer. It was expected.
You knew what to expect.
It was like,
you did.
It was all.
There were no surprises.
There wasn't. It was all. There was a report I was watching this morning of. There's a couple of things I saw today, actually. By the way, don't be giving me all this. Oh, she's not our queen. It's. Oh, who cares? As I said to someone yesterday, if Barack Obama died, and he's two presidents ago in America, it would be news. It's not that we care necessarily, it's not that we're moved or mourning or grieving in the same way they are over there. But at the same time, this is a big international news story. And also, is she the longest in history, except for like Tyrannosaurus Rex or something?
That guy, yeah. She is. 70 years on the throne. Yeah. It's a long time to be on the throne.
T-Rex was a couple of million, I think.
He was.
So there's T-Rex number one, and then Elizabeth Windsor number two.
Correct.
There was one of the news reports I was watching this morning. They were going through the various announcements on the media, on the news channels.
It was like a compilation, was it?
Yeah, have a listen. It was on Reuters I saw this. Have a listen.
We are coming on the air with somber news from Buckingham Palace.
The news spread quickly across the globe.
Now, have a listen to this. This is the bit that I wanted to ask you about this.
All right.
Okay, now this is an actual broadcasting 24-hour news channel announcing the news that the Queen of England died yesterday.
The news spread quickly across the globe.
Queen Elizabeth, the UK's longest serving monarch, has died.
Now,
Mornock? What's a Mornock? Is that like a villain in Harry Potter or something? Are they in Game of Thrones? I haven't watched the show. What's a Mornock? How do you get that word wrong in that story?
And they left it in. Like, right. Surely, like, you just chop it out. You wouldn't use that one of the person who called, instead of saying monarch, said Mornock.
I did see some of the reports, and I don't know if you're going to come to one that involved Fox, are you?
No, Rupert Murdoch's. Rupert Mornock's.
Well, as in the live rolling coverage on Fox, I saw a report, and it was the initial announcement, and the main anchor, cut to the correspondent, and she started with, "The king has died." The queen has died.
Right. I didn't see that one.
The UK's longest serving monarch has died.
Say what?
there haven't been that many monarchs anyway.
What am I thinking? What are you thinking of? The evil characters?
I don't know.
The Mornocks. It's a Mornock.
I know the Morbegs.
Maybe we're mixing the two of them up, yeah. And then later in that report, there was a weird quote from Justin Trudeau. You know Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada? And of course, she's their Mornock as well. The Canadians. Good looking guy, Leo's pal. And he paid tribute. Of course, his dad had been a prime minister before he had been prime minister. So he would have met her a few times throughout his life. Hang on, where is it?
It says the Queen died peacefully.
Oh, that's Hugh. Is it Hugh Edwards?
Yeah.
From the BBC.
This afternoon.
He looked fairly shook, actually, didn't he? He looked pretty sad given the news.
I like him, though. He's a pro.
Do you reckon he put it on because he's such a pro?
I'm sure it's part of the performance, but I'm sure it meant something to him also.
To the UK, Prince Charles immediately becomes King Charles, the King of England, the King of Canada, by the way.
And Canada. Newscasters bid their goodbye to Queen Elizabeth II.
Oh, I don't have it.
Oh, that's a shame.
The quote from Trudeau was something along the lines of, like, she was one of my favourite people ever, and I'm really going to miss her.
Wow.
And I was going, you're 50, and she was 96.
Yeah, age gap.
She was one of your favourite people
ever.
What
did they bond over?
Weird. Anyway, I went to a thing. She threw a thing in Ireland. Do you remember this?
Well, I know she was here.
She was here. Well, she did a thing and she spoke Irish. She was wearing a green dress.
And you were there.
I was invited to it.
What? Yeah.
Do you remember this?
Royal watcher Ray Foley.
Back in the day, I was invited and there was a huge security lockdown and you needed a queue and be metal detectors and the whole nine yards. And the best, two best bits about that day.
Right.
One, her ladies in waiting, which are a bunch of old ladies with little handbags, just like her. They're like photocopies of her.
Okay.
So it's like two or three extra little old ladies, just like her, right? Uh-huh. Cute, adorable little, and they would potter around with their handbags, and they were lovely. Got chatting to one of them at one point, and they were cute old lady, adorable old ladies. And the other was, I was in the queue for this, it was a big concert that was on, and everyone had to go through security, and I was in the security queue next to Jack Charlton.
Wow.
And it was amazing. And I got chatting to Jack. It was amazing. Anyway, Queen, the Queen of England, R.I.P. Cascada. This is today FM. Cascada, evacuate the dance floor. This is today FM. We play the music you love. Hi there, Ray Foley, Friday afternoon. Here comes the weekend. Let's do a roll call. Ray, JP.
Onshaw.
Guys, Onshaw. Buzzing for Garth Brooks now. Tell my mother, my better half, Rebecca, to hurry up, getting ready, dying to get into town. See you later from Keith. Yeah, everyone's in a Garth Brooks buzz this afternoon. Because it's Garth Day. Happy Garth Day, Ireland. Could you wish my dad, Damien Coleman, better known as Haggy, the best stag weekend ever from his fiancée, Jess, and two daughters, Brooke and Silver? Absolutely. Ray, I was convinced it was your tickets. I was convinced it was your tickets that Ian Dempsey gave away this morning from Joanna. No, we don't have that kind of relationship.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Ian asked. He says, hey, Ray, is there any chance I can add a couple of...
Nicely,
more?
Like Ian would, yeah.
Hey, Ray. Fantastic. It'd be fantastic if we could give away... I can't do an Ian impression. No. His voice is deeper than that.
You shot him down straight away, though.
Hey, Ray.
He doesn't talk like that either.
Hey, Ray, it'd be fantastic. I said, no, absolutely not. Under no circumstances.
You need the cash, don't you?
I've got two. Well, if anyone wants to buy them, face value, you can buy them. I'll be standing outside Croke Park tonight, shouting at the top of my lungs. Or I might give them away before 4:30.
Will you be selling those woven headbands as well with the tickets?
Get your headbands! 15 minutes into the show and my crappy enough day has been turned around by your crack. Fair play to you, Mr. Foley. My crack...
if you've seen it...
I tell you what, my crack can sort out any bad moods. Yeah. Fixing Ireland's mood. Ray Foley's crack. Love the show. Hey, cheers, much obliged. And Pat here, do they change the banknotes now? This is on the subject of the Queen dying. Because her face is on all the banknotes. That's a very good question. I presume... Well, it's all legal tender and it's all... It's not like overnight. Once she's dead, it's like, what are we going to do with all this money?
The economy has crashed. No, they'll reissue. It'll be fine.
Lads, you're thinking of the Morlocks, the underground troll/orcs types that lived underground from the film The Time Machine, the original and Samantha Mumba butchered version from Dan and Sligo. Oh, Samantha Mumba was in The Time Machine, the movie.
She was, yeah.
And we're talking about the... when they announced... that the Queen had died. It was the expression, the, wasn't it, the Morlocks?
Was it Monarch, oh. Mornock, or Morlock?
Hang on, sorry, there it is.
The Globe. Queen Elizabeth, the UK's longest-serving Mornock, has died.
Mornock is what they went with. It does sound like a villain from a Harry Potter thing or something like that. And Connell's over there, very excited about Garth Brooks Day. He's in Dublin, is he?
He is a Dublin.
Hey guys, genuine question. Is anyone from Dublin actually going to see Garth Brooks this weekend? Or is it just all cultures? Because I know no one from Dublin who's actually going to Croke Park this weekend.
Well, you know what? We're delighted you're not actually, because we're going to have a great time without you. Sam Smith. When the summer deals, this is Today FM. Shuffle babes and round. This is Today FM. Ireland, good afternoon. Hiya. How was the weekend? It's Friday. Every Friday afternoon, just after 4:00. Right here on the Ray Foley Show, we do a little wiki-wiki, a little squiggly-squiggly.
You mix.
Mix it Friday from 4 p.m. all the way between 4 and Matt Cooper. You got your Mix It Friday. And this week, because it's Garth Day. Happy Garth Day, by the way. Because Mr. Brooks... is in Dublin performing in Croke Park, because I'm going. I've done a very country, pop country, country dance.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
Mix for the day that's in it.
Keeping it relevant.
Can you guess?
Ooh.
Can you guess, JP, any of the tunes that could be featuring in our Countryified Mix It Friday after 4 p.m. right here on Today FM?
Right, so the mix is usually it's 20 minutes long or something. So
no, it's not all country. Because I've got like Madison Avenue and Robbie Williams.
Excellent, yeah.
And House of Pain.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
In there already.
Right.
But then I'm thinking other Toe Tapping tunes.
Right.
Actually, I'll give you one of them for free. How about this?
Okay, freebie.
Here's a mark of my stupidity.
Okay.
I was like, you know what I got to do? Garth is coming into town. And everyone's excited about Garth. It's Garth this, Garth that, Garth the other. And we spoke to Mr. Blukes a couple of months ago ahead of the gigs. He was a sweetheart of a man to talk to. Raving about Ireland, saying how wonderful it was to be coming. And he's taking the family. He's bringing the family over on the jet to visit Ireland, see the sights. And he mentioned to me in the interview that it's his wife's birthday. She's a famous country singer herself. It's his wife's birthday. I think this weekend or next weekend. Anyway, while they're here, and he'd be celebrating her birthday, celebrating her, showing her Ireland, having a great time. And I thought, you know what I'll do in the mix? I'll put my favourite song of hers into the mix.
Excellent.
Now, no word of a lie, I actually bought this song on CD single.
You own it.
Back in the day, and it's a cracker of
a
song.
Banger, is it? Okay.
So I went and got it, put it in the mix, mixed it down, put it, loaded it into the system, and then I realised I'd made a fatal error. Here's the song I put in. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. This, of course, is called This Kiss.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favourite country dance pop songs ever.
It's a great song, and it deserves a place in the mix.
This Kiss by Faith Hill. Now, here's a funny thing about Faith Hill. I was convinced she was married to Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
But she's not.
No, she's not.
Faith Hill is married to Gavin DeGraw.
Yeah.
It's Trisha Yearwood, of course that's married.
Famously married to Garth.
Miss Trisha, he calls her. I was like, why does he call Faith Hill Miss Trisha? That's a strange one. It's the way you love me. That's just the way he loves her. Like it's a feeling like this. Centrifugal motion. It's a perpetual bliss. This is such a great song. It's unthinkable. So I've put that in the mix later on. Other guesses then. Country crossover. By the way, I should have put in some Tay-Tay, Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah, that would have been perfect.
She's not in there, sorry.
Okay, so Faith Hill, This Kiss is in there. Mm-hmm. I get a point for that. I'm giving myself a point.
Ding, yeah, ding.
Leanne Rimes, Can't Fight the Moonlight.
That is a crossover.
Did it make the mix?
Is that country?
It's countrified.
Do you know what? Trisha Yearwood did. I don't know if Trisha did it originally. Did Leanne Rimes' How Do I Live originally?
Right.
I think so. That's over there. How do I live with? And this is another great song. This is actually not Faith Hill. This is Trisha Yearwood. Garth's actual missus. How do I ever survive? Come on, Trisha, take it home. Not actually, not until Garth performs tonight, then you go home. Unbelievable. I hope she makes an appearance tonight.
Steps 5678. Is that in there?
You're out to a winner. It's time to begin. Now count it in.
It's time to begin. Now count it in. 5, 6, 7, 8.
1, 2, 3, 4. No, Ray. Yeah, Steps is in there. Well done.
Okay. Is Uncle Cracker Follow Me in there in the mix? Is it not?
No.
I know that's a deep cut.
Is that?
But has it made the cut?
Is that a...
That's a countryfied song.
Yeah, of course it is.
He was a country singer, was he not? No?
I've no idea.
See? No. Countryfied.
Who was the country rapper? Was that, oh my God,
Ugly something? Was it, or was the song Ugly?
Was it not the guy who did the cover of Lynyrd Skynyrd?
No, that's Kid Rock you're thinking of. But yeah, that's fair
sort
enough.
Sort of countrified. Because as long as
no one knows, then nobody can. No, this is absolutely not in the mix.
Dolly Parton, any Dolly Parton, any Dolly Parton on the planet. No. That's a bit of a miss. And also,
who was the country rapper? He was
somebody suggested Macklemore.
No. The country rapper was big around the time of 50 Cent, when 50 Cent was breaking through.
Oh my God, there's a lot of good suggestions on text, right?
Go on.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, that would have been great. Sorry, but no.
Miley Cyrus.
Pass.
The Grid Swamp Thing.
Did you say The Grid Swamp Thing?
I sure did. Oh, yeah! This is coming to four. Lovely.
I've definitely stuck this in for you as well, The Grid Swamp Thing. Yeah, that'll be on after 4 o'clock. Sorry, what are you?
The answer to your question about the country rapper who people will remember from years ago is, and well done to everyone who's now guessed.
Yeah, who was it?
Bubba Sparks.
Yes!
Yes! X's.
Yes! Is there a clean version of that? Bubba Sparks. Do you remember that? Now, there's a blast. Oh, my God. That was a thing that hasn't been in my head since around 2003. I've got Ugly and I've got Lovely. That's where the Ugly thing came from. I knew it, Ugly. Oh, my God!
Sounds like a Missy Elliott jam.
Has it what? This is a sample from the Missy Elliott.
Okay.
Can we skim on, please? Because this is Bubba's moment. I put my mother on it. Do you know what? I'm kind of concerned that might not be a clean version, so we'll just leave it at that. And one more. She's the biggie. She's the Canadian. She's the ultimate. She's the queen of my mixes. I play her nearly every week.
Ms. Shania Twain.
That you got that without any help is ridiculous. How well you know me.
This is shaping up to be a hell of a mix.
I would usually play this. That don't impress me much. But I've put a different Shania Twain song in for you after 4 o'clock. Ray Foley. Stick around for that. That's coming up. With Supermax and
the
Plaza
Group. The odd shower this afternoon, that'll clear by tonight though. Highs of 18 to 22 degrees. Today FM News, more at 4.
I've been looking at the photographs of Garth and the weight loss from yesterday. Mother of God, he looks unbelievable.
He's done well, has he?
Have you seen him? Look.
I haven't seen him. Okay.
He's a shell of his former self. I don't know. Well, look at, more power to him, well done. He's that 3 stone. Look at him there.
He's a slip of a thing.
He looks like a guy who has lost a lot of weight, if you know what I mean, though.
He does. Yeah. He hasn't worked into his skin yet.
He's got sag.
Yeah.
But then it was only a few months ago he was over here, like, doing press conferences and announcements for tickets and stuff. That wasn't that long ago. So he's lost it pretty quickly, hasn't he?
Oh, he was a pudding.
So what's he been doing? Like, cauliflower rice. You know, the cauliflower?
Chicken fillets, yeah.
Chicken fillets and cauliflower rice. And what are the big oranges that you have for your breakfast?
Grapefruits, them lads.
Grapefruits.
Yeah. Apparently he's gagging for a spice bag after the concerts.
I tell you what, a chicken fillet burger, a large chip and a portion of curry sauce from the Supermax. It's your only man, Gareth. Ray Foley. We'll see you there, buddy. That's the Killers of Mr. Brightside. Friday afternoon, Today FM. We play the music you love, Ireland. Good afternoon. How you doing? Ray's here. JP's there.
How are you doing?
And your texts and your WhatsApps, 0874 100102. Ray, you with your curry sauce. Since you mentioned it earlier this week, I've had my trusty German curry ketchup every day. German curry ketchup. On your wursts over there, is it? What's German curry ketchup like, as opposed to like our curry sauce?
Is it more different? Germanic. Yeah.
With chips and baby potatoes and fried chicken. Had such a craving for it. Love the show. Hey. A from Karina. Your little wursts and your little schnitzels over there.
Give us more details, Karina. Did you order it in specially from Germany, or did you live over there and you brought it back in your suitcase? What's going on?
I bet she's a German. Are you a German, Karina, or are you in Germany? What's your sitch? Yeah, I like a curry sauce. We're going for barbecue today, aren't we?
Oh my God, I am excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited about the barbecue.
You know when you get excited about the dinner before the gig? You know when you're more excited about the dinner before the gig? You've got a food problem. And that's exactly where I reside. Hey, we're doing Yazoo Kids?
Yeah, we are.
We've got this 3 month supply of Yazoo Kids to give away every day this week. And then today we're going to do a draw for a year's supply, also a year's family pass for Dublin Zoo, and an overnight stay for the family
two adults and two kids at the Castle Knock Hotel in Dublin, plus an evening meal. Terms and conditions apply. So we get our daily winner first, okay? We're shaking up our bottle of Yazoo Kids with the minions on them. The iconic no added sugar flavoured milk drink available in strawberry, banana and chocolate in handy 200ml bottles. Perfect for lunchboxes as the kids are going back to school. We're shaking up this well-known song. Well, it's well-known if you know Garth Brooks' songs. This is not easy today.
This is not easy.
This is hard, man. Oh, you can kind of get it there, actually. What's the song? It's a Garth song. You got to tell us what the song is today. 0874-100-102, if you know what it is. Get your answer in, along with your name and where you're from. 0874-100-102, Today FM. There was a time. Yeah. Swedish House Mafia, don't you worry, child. This is Today FM playing the music you love. We'll do it now, sure.
Asher,
I was going to stick on another song, but you know what? We'll do it now. We've got the Yazoo Kids giveaway, 3 months supply. They worked. Is there an algorithm that they've worked out? Like, is it just a bottle a day, and that will be 3 months, or is it? What if you've got 10 kids?
Exactly. Yeah,
I've got 10 kids. That's 10 bottles a day for 3 months.
Could this feature bankrupt Yazoo?
We could actually clear out Yazoo for 2022. Right. So your song that we're shaking up, Yazoo Kids. We're shaking up our Yazoo Kids, and we're shaking up our song this afternoon. Tell us what the song is. It's a Garth Brooks track. Of course it is, for Garth's day today. Text in 0874-100-102. Here it is again.
It's hard. It's a moody one, though.
You can kind of get it towards the end here. Yeah, there it is. Just there. Any ideas? 0874-100-102.
And it's to the phones we go.
Punching in digits.
It's ringing. Oh, that's Wexford, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
Sounds like Wexford.
Hello?
Hello? Is that Louise?
Hi, Ray.
Hi, Louise.
How are you?
Ray, could you make it 50% less creepy?
I'm not being creepy. Louise is being creepy. I'm not being creepy at all.
You started it, Louise.
I'm being lovely. Hi, Louise. How are you?
I'm good.
Today, very FM good. Calling. What's going on? What's happening with you today?
Not much. Just still working here on a Friday afternoon.
You're still working? Oh, that's crap. Yeah. What do you work at?
I am an insurance broker.
She's broking insurance afternoon. How much insurance have you broken this afternoon?
A lot.
A lot. Several insurances have been broken.
And broken.
She'll continue to break them until about 5 o'clock.
That's it, yep.
All right, Louise. Do you have any kids? Anyone you could share some Yazoo Kids with?
I have a nephew.
Nephew, that sounds okay, yeah. Grand. And we've got a family pass for Dublin Zoo, and we've got the family stay at the Castle Knock Hotel with a meal. If you can tell, this is their daily prize, yeah. So 3 months supply of the Yazoo Kids, the overnight stay, and the day at Dublin Zoo. Tell us, what is the song that we're shaking up with the Yazoo Kids this afternoon?
That is Garth Brooks, The Thunder Rolls.
It sure is. And the lightning strikes. Another love goes cold. Everybody on a sleepless night. Come on, Louise.
And the storm goes on. Out of control. And the thunder rolls. Everybody, and the thunder rolls.
I'm going to have such a good night tonight. Oh, unbelievable. Are you going to Garth, Louise? Do you have any plans to go and see him?
I am. My tickets for next Saturday.
Next Saturday, right. Plenty of time between now and then to learn, to make sure you get all your lyrics, because I don't mean to be rude, but your sing-along there was crap.
Yeah,
it was dreadful.
Yeah, very low in the mix.
Me and JP doing all the heavy lifting there
you
on those
carried
vocals.
It all.
We
you
did
it all, guys.
Come here, you're our winner. Well done.
Well done. Thanks, Emil. Bye.
It's all yours. So a 3 month supply. You get back to broken that insurance, all right?
Thanks, Emil.
Cheers, Louise. All the best.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, Ray.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, darling. Have a lovely weekend and enjoy Garth next weekend. Spice Girls at Today FM. The Spice Girls' incredible second single, Say You'll Be There, Today FM. Playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Saying good afternoon to you. Good afternoon. Welcome to Friday. Ray here, JP.
How are you doing?
For more Yazoo kids.
Oh yeah.
Because we've got Yazoo out the yin yang at this stage. A year's supply. Give me the five people we've got in the draw.
We've got Fergal Riley in the draw.
Hey Ferg.
Sharon McNamara.
Hey Shaz.
Jonathan O'Grady.
Hey Jono.
Karen Byrne.
Hey Kaza.
And Louise O'Leary, who we just heard before the break.
Hey Lulu.
Song, in fact.
Break song, in fact. So I'm just dialing the number.
We have carried out the draw.
The votes have been counted and verified. We have a year's supply. Forget your cash machine call now at this stage. Yeah. I swear to God, forget your cash machine. This is the call you've been waiting for. A year's supply. A year, a full year of it. This time next year, like up until yesterday, next year, you will be drinking Yazoo Kids.
You could bathe in it if you like.
Think about that. Think about that. For a full year, I'll be dead by then. And you'll still be drinking Yazoo Kids. I'll have died, like, I'd say in and around Christmas.
You're not long for this world.
Yeah. And you'll still get several more months of Yazoo Kids.
You can toast Ray's life with a pint of Yazoo.
Strawberry, well, 200 mils of Yazoo. You'd have to put a few bottles into the pint glass. Strawberry, banana and chocolate flavour in handy 200 ml bottles. Perfect for lunchboxes or funerals. The iconic no added sugar flavoured milk drink. Available in strawberry, banana and chocolate. So we've got the year's supply. We've got a year's pass for Dublin Zoo. And we have the stay for the family at the Castle Knock Hotel in Dublin. Plus an evening meal. Terms and conditions apply. Do you want me to call someone?
Let's make that all important call.
Are we just cracking on with this?
Yeah.
Seems like I'm just ringing all day. I'm ringing out.
There are five people around the... Oh, what?
Oh.
That's a failed
that's
call.
Not good. That's not good.
We didn't want to hear that.
Okay, that is not a good sign. That's not a good sign.
Oh, it's ringing.
It's ringing.
It's ringing.
Tense there, wasn't it?
It's continuing to ring.
It's ringing on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Could you turn down your radio or whatever noisemaker you've got there in the background? Unless it's a child, don't turn down a child. Hello.
I have it on speaker on the car.
You have to turn me down then, will you? I'm hearing echo back. Just turn it down. Turn down the radio for me because it sounds dreadful. Hello?
Can you hear me now?
I can. Just listen on the phone, yeah? You can hear me on the phone, can you?
I can.
Karen, Ray Foley calling from Today FM with some big news for you.
Oh my God.
You've won a year's supply of Yazoo Kids!
You have
me out. You're our winner.
That's fantastic. Our winner,
my
Karen.
Daughter is delighted here in the car.
What day were you on with us? Was it Tuesday or what day were you on?
Yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It was yesterday. All right, okay. So a year's supply for you. Karen, have you thought about how you're going to spend it?
I have four kids, so I'm sure they'll drink it for me.
What are your
kids? I don't like milk.
What are your kids? Well, it's not milk. And the great thing about Yazoo Kids is it's flavoured. You can have, if you like chocolate, strawberry, or of course, banana, you'll probably like it. What are your kids' names?
I am Michael, Dylan, Daniel, and Katie.
Okay, hi to the whole crew. They'll be delighted then with all this, then, will they?
Well, I say kids. My eldest is 23.
The eldest is 23. Does he drink flavoured milk?
Oh, he does.
Well, then he's all right, yeah. We'll grab.
Yeah, they all do.
It'll be cleared out by next weekend, the year supply.
I'm telling you, that's why I'm wondering how they're going to ship it or how they're going to supply it.
Where are you? Where are you based?
I'm in Burr, County Offaly. I'm all near right. Outside Tesco. We were listening to the radio, so I said I wouldn't go into Tesco's until we knew.
Well, you've got it now. Well done. And we've got a year's pass for Dublin Zoo as well. You can use that as you like. And then an overnight stay as well in the Castle Knock Hotel in Dublin. All with thanks to our friends at Yazoo Kids. Well done, madam!
Yeah!
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Ray. Oh, thank
Karen,
you.
Sweet. Have a lovely weekend.
Lovely. Same to you.
Bye.
Love the show. Yeah. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Cheers, sweetie.
With Supermax. Home of the 100% Irish chicken.
Example of kickstarts to today.
DJ J.O. This is DJ J.O.
Yeah, study. Oh, it's Friday. For the next few minutes, it's the J.O. over at J.O. The J.O. I'm on one today. We got the mic doing what we like. If you're not a fan, get on, you's a boy there.
D.
We're taking it nice and easy, keeping it cheesy. Oh,
if rhyme's a crime, I gotta do some time there.
Jay.
It's 3:50 on the D. Clock. There.
Arlie.
Jay.
Yeah, yeah.
D.
087.
Jay.
41102.
D.
J-O. Nice! Bam, let me hear you say J-O!
J-O!
Kel. Desi's been on to us now. He says, are they J-O?
Hello, Desi!
He says, J-O, sad news. Last night, me wife found a load of letters I'd been hiding. They proved I'd been cheating all along. She says she'll never play Scrabble with me again. Good man, Desi. Michelle's in the office there. She says, how are you, J-O? Come here, she says, I was confused when I heard music coming out of me printer. Turns out the paper was jamming. Go on, edit that, Michelle. Just got a text in that says, J-O, big day in our gaff. I've been trying to get me four-year-old to read books. Then today he turns to me and says, Daddy, can I have a bookmark? I says, sure you can, but me name's Jim. Nice one, Jim. Peter's been in touch there. How are you, Peter? He says, J-O, the cost of living is a joke. Electricity and gas have gone through, they've gone crazy.
You've gone through the roof?
No, but I'm getting to that. All right, okay. But have you seen the price of chimneys?
Oh, hang on, right, sorry. Go from the top, from the top, J.O.
How are you, Peter? He says, J.O., the cost of living is a joke, man. Electricity and gas have gone crazy. But have you seen the price of chimneys?
They're through the roof.
They are going through the roof. Come on, Peter.
Come on.
This one goes out on the coachy head to see Gar Pleux tonight. These are all rednecks. Speaking of which, here's Cardi Joe today.
DJ J-O.
If it hadn't been for Cardi Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from?
You're sick and now.
That was an experience.
I've been married a long time ago.
Where did you come from? See the cost of chimneys, JP.
Oh, yeah.
They're through the roof.
Today FM. The odd shower this afternoon. They'll clear by tonight, though. Highs of 18 to 22 degrees. Today FM news. More on the last word at 4:30.
Yeah. Here we go. Garth takes the stage tonight. And a Garthy sort of tribute. We're going country, we're going country pop. For your mix of Friday this afternoon, if any texts or shout outs, lash them in 0874 100102. Let's start with this. This is Today FM. I can't scream anymore. Jake texted, he said, I was waiting for Swamp Thing, now it's a party. Ray loving the tune, shout out to Paul, soaking up the sun beside me from Damien and Lucan. They're on holidays in Villamora. Ooh, very nice. She's right, not the biggest GB fan, but you're making me want to go yeehaw from Linda Monaghan.
Linda Monaghan.
Ray, you're more infectious than a class of five-year-olds. Loving the mix from Marty. Hey, Ray, I wish I was going to Garth. I'm heading to Monaghan for the weekend. The mix is the perfect way to kick off the drive. Love the show. Hey. From Robert. Liam Murphy and Caparoa and Nina, Couch Tipperary. And now you're talking, keep it pumped up. Ray, shout out to Joel Finn from Ballyglunin. He's 12, heading to Liverpool tomorrow. Lots of love from Shane. Hi to Paulie. I'm not going to get through all these. Sorry, I'm going to do little shout outs, but we're out of time. And Matt will brain me. He'll brain me if I'm late. Also, I can't be late for Gareth. He's expecting me this evening as well. I'm breaking up my fave jacket from 1991. It's denim with fake leather sleeves, oh, says Pauline. Yeehaw, yeah. Pauline. We'll be able to spot you from afar anyway. We're going to Gareth Brooks tonight. I will see you there. So much we didn't get to do on the show today. Yeah, we didn't get to do the Thunder Breakfast Rolls, yeah, where Gareth tells us he's been loading up on the breakfast rolls to power him through the gigs at Croke Park. We didn't get to do Much Too Young to Feel This Damn Cold, where Gareth Brooks says it's very cold in Ireland. And we didn't get to do Standing Outside Glanmire. Shout out to the Cork followers this afternoon. Standing Outside Glanmire, where Gareth Brooks says he's doing a tribute to Cork, to popular Cork destination. That's going to be tonight at the gig, apparently. Hey, have a lovely weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.